You're listening to Kane and Corey.
And we're back!
Welcome, Kane and Corey Show. Happy Monday. On Tuesday.
On Tuesday! Two Hangover. Titty, welcome back to Two Titty Tuesday.
Two Titty Tuesday? All right, I'll take that. Hangover day three for me.
Wow, man. You know what? Your kidneys love you.
It's not the kidneys that get fucked up by the drinking, though, dude. It's the liver.
Liver. Oh, yeah, sorry. Your liver.
Yeah.
You must have to. You want to talk about fucking fat. Your liver probably looks like Lizzo in there, dude. You got the fattiest liver. You got the fattiest liver in the world.
Yeah. It's probably not in the best shape.
No. Your liver's in there wearing fucking bikinis, just like her, doing selfies and everything.
But I don't really drink. Does the liver rebound like your lungs? Because once you stop smoking, like your lungs can rejuvenate themselves. I wonder if liver is the same. Because I don't really drink that much. It's just like on special occasions.
Actually,
I pound.
Yeah. The cool thing about the liver is you could have probably up to 2/3 of your liver removed, and your liver will regenerate and get to the size it is now, like a starfish.
Well, then I'm not really all that worried about it then.
Well, you know, you can't just keep fucking it up. You can't, you know, at some point you got to be like, let it chill, you know?
Yeah. Once every couple of weeks will I go nuts like I went on Saturday night. Memory is half there from the evening.
You don't remember what happened? So you could have had a dick in your booty and I have no idea, no recollection.
That I probably would have remembered.
Oh.
Yeah, I would have remembered that.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. It takes a while though. Well, I'm about to throw up, so I might as well just put it over the top.
Are you still feeling that? Holy shit, dude.
Carrie just sent me this video. Carrie's Berries DM'd me this video. She's just like, oh, this is the end of the world. And I almost threw up, so you got to throw up. It's a woman who's got this red stuff on her face. And
it's facial.
She's applying it like makeup.
Okay, guys. Best beauty secret ever. Period blood facials. Squeeze out your tampon, put it in a bowl, and then brush it all over your face.
No! Turn
it'll keep
off.
You looking young forever.
That was exactly my reaction. I could not believe. She's just nonchalantly brushing it on her face with a makeup brush. Like, oh, this is the best.
Why? Can I ask you a question? Why me thinking it was just her doing like little micro needles and then using that blood? That was fine for me. Like, I was okay. But as soon as she said period blood facial. Yeah.
She wrung out a tampon on her face.
You mean to tell me you stuck a dang paintbrush in your cooch and you painted it? What? Who are you, Leonardo da Coochie, dude? That's crazy.
Yeah. Oh.
Who are you, Salvador da Cunti, man? Come on, that's crazy. That's nuts, dude.
Why do people do this? And who goes, hey, you know what we should try? Well, what's stopping you from trying to smear shit on your face? What's the difference?
She did a whole Jackson puss lick, dude.
Oh, God. Hey, Corey, next time you come in your hand, put it on your face. Let it dry.
I got a secret health secret for skin for you. You'll look young forever. All you got to do is jizz in your hand and put it on your face, dude. That's so gross.
Let it dry. Peel it off.
Like Elmer's glue.
So disgusting. I realized over the weekend I'm a wet wipe guy now.
I've been trying to talk to you about this for a long time. I believe I've always said this to you about how wet wipes will change your life, dude.
You have. Yeah. I noticed a pack of one of those to-go wet ones in my bathroom basket that houseguest Lisa must have brought over. And I used one. And here's why it was life-changing. Because I'm like, before I use it, I'm just going to like be conscious and aware of, all right, I wipe the regular way and I feel really clean.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then my experiment was, let me now take a wet wipe.
See if there's any more in there.
And wipe. And I'm like, yep. I almost pulled up my fucking pants.
You would
all
do it with your butthole. Yeah. Yeah, your
like
butthole,
covered,
yep.
Not covered, but there was a brown tint.
No, don't matter still, yep.
Right.
Because that's the thing. Because that's what they say. You cannot get all the shit. All you're doing is smearing shit around into your skin, if you think about it. So basically, like a period facial, that's what your butthole is getting a shit facial every day.
I was mortified. I'm like, what must my underpants look like? The ones I send off to make someone else wash.
I'm telling you, that's why you need. See, this is the next step. The next step is a bidet, dude. You need a bidet now.
You know, I was so against that before, but like you said, you know, they're these gateway drugs. I'm like, well, yeah. If wet wipes can do that, well, then what's the next thing? I got to see now what a bidet can do.
I do have a revelation. I just kind of, so when you get a bidet, you think like, oh, you're just going to sit there and the water is going to take care of everything. You don't realize that when you're on the bidet, you're doing this. Fucking, you don't realize you're fucking pussy popping for the bidet, dude. You don't realize how fucking gay you look on it because you're trying to get the bidet to hit all four corners because the bidet doesn't move. You have to move your butthole so you can hit all four corners.
But why is your arm in the air? You look like you're on a mechanical bull right
That's
now.
That's what it feels like. I'm like this. I'm like, hey. So I'm like popping my ass for the fucking bidet to hit every corner of my butthole. And to be honest, I was like, God, if Felicia walks in here right now and sees what I'm doing, like she's going to be like, this is my fiance. Well,
she does the same thing then.
I don't think she uses it. I don't think she's on. But this was my whole idea. This was my thing. Because it's got a seat warmer on it, but I'm fucking on there just like, I'm just gyrating on this bidet. It's the gayest thing that I probably have ever done.
But see, now, if it was me and I'm using a bidet and I realize how clean it makes me, I think I would have a problem if she didn't use it. I think I would be trying to make her use it because don't get into my bed naked and smear your butt cheese all over the place. You gotta start using the bidet. I think I would make her.
That's right. I felt like I was in a genuine video. I felt like I was riding that pony, dude. I didn't know what the fuck.
Dude, a Diddy party.
Yeah.
Wait, no. The gayest thing that you've done in a long time is that picture that you posted of you and Marcus.
I didn't post that picture. Marcus made that, and I just shared it.
I said to Corey, I said, well, I didn't know you were in such great shape. It's a promo for a comedy show they're doing in Tampa, and it's two shirtless dudes all like in ripped ski. Shape, sharing a Ski-Doo. How do you call them? Sea jet ski.
Yeah, it's a jet ski.
Sea-Doo. But Sea-Doo.
Sea-Doo owns right? the company.
Yeah. I'm like, wow, that's. Your face is obvious that it's a face on there, but he made his look real.
His looks real?
Yeah.
Whatever. I don't care. It don't bother me.
No, but I'm just saying, it's another step.
I will say this. You know what's cool is I sold out Rhode Island in 24 hours.
No, they didn't go see their local. They didn't go see their local news anchor in Rhode Island.
Yeah, but that's 250 seats in 24. I didn't even promote it. That's pretty cool. Whatever.
No, I know. Nothing to do there.
Thanks for making me feel better. So that's what I got to do. I just got to travel to places where there's nothing to do. That's fine.
Yeah. Fuck. Go to the Dakotas. You'd be amazed how quick you sell out.
There's somebody coming to town.
Don't go anywhere. It's majority black though, because they don't know what computers are. So.
Yeah, they don't. Yeah, black people don't have computers.
Yeah, so they won't know who they
are. That's what our smart governor Hochul thinks. What an idiot, dude! She said something else the other day too. She said something like, "Oh, she's gonna make the speed limit like 20 or some shit like that." Like, I don't know. She is fucking not there.
No, she's as dumb as they come.
She's the same one that said she shot the dog. Is she the same one?
No. That's South Dakota. That's Kristi Noem. But like, keep in mind, she wasn't elected either. I mean, she was just the woman that replaced Cuomo when he got booted.
Yeah, bring him back, dude.
So he can kill more old people.
So what?
Wow, you're really edgy these days.
Better than this fucking dumbass.
That reel, that I made the reel out of you going, now what do you think they steal? I didn't even post that on our page. I posted that on my little page. We got over like 3,000 fucking shares and shit.
No, on that one?
Yeah.
On the one of me being, oh no. Yeah.
Hold that up. Show that real quick.
I'm going to right now. It's just on yours, right?
Huh?
It's just on yours? The Kane Show.
It's everywhere now, but yeah, go to
it's everywhere now. Cool.
Go to my page and then the reels.
The Kane.
Unless you want me to do it here.
I got it right now. I'm doing it right now.
You got it? Okay. Put the mic underneath the phone.
You know, black kids growing up in the Bronx who don't even know what the word computer is. They don't know. They don't know these things. You dumbass. What the fuck? What do you think they steal?
And good night, everybody. Wow, I gotta get that out of the way.
Dude, that was too. too easy. Oh, oh come on, man. Oh, that's not, that was a joke.
Wow.
Yes. I think they steal.
People love that one.
Oh, man.
We have to start posting. I was afraid to post the edgy stuff, but that's the stuff that works.
Yeah.
That's what we do.
Post it, yeah.
That's a show. What are we so careful for?
What are we careful? Why are we careful?
Well, I mean, I was always careful for you because, you know, but now you're stepping out away from the preteens who used to watch your cooking stuff, and now you're branching out yourself, so I feel that we have more of a leeway now. You're more okay with stuff like that. What are you grimacing about?
No, I'm racial-based comedy is funny because genuinely superior to, huh?
Oh, you read some of the comments? There's only one kind of negative one.
Racial-based comedy is funny.
Somebody said when you laughed.
Okay, all right. So this guy said racial-based comedy is funny, but she genuinely feels superior to black people, and that's what actual racism looks like. Yeah, that makes
right.
sense.
Yeah, there was a lot of those, and there was one
guy that says when you laugh at that hard at your own joke, it's not a joke. Yeah, it is.
Yeah, please. And I was going to respond with, you don't know Corey. Corey laughs at all of his jokes.
Yeah.
He's very proud of everyone that he tells.
Yeah, you kiss my ass because fucking Don Rickles used to laugh at his own jokes. He used to say he fucking thinks he's the funniest guy ever. He laughs at all his jokes.
Exactly. Yeah. So. All right. So onward and upward with it.
Because here's the thing: is like I didn't plan to say that. So when I said it, I was like, "That's funny."
Yeah. Took me a second to get it, but that was a funny part too. Like, oh, what, Corey? So do you recap visits? Like, if you have. And this isn't like something we have to talk about for a long time, but I just noticed it's really funny. Like I had my buddy Kurt here for the weekend, and I don't know how many times we've said, thanks for everything. I had a great time. Like before he leaves for the airport, when he gets to the airport, then when he lands and he calls again after that, I just want to say, man, I had a great, like you just keep recapping the, is that normal or are we weird?
No, it's a weird thing. Cause I had the same instance with Mark yesterday from Kelly and Mark. Like he hugged me to say bye like four times.
Yeah.
Like and one time I went to go grab something and he kind of got in the way. He's like, oh man. Like I was like, all right, man.
Wow. He loves you.
I was like, what are we doing? Yeah. But so it's like, you know, all right, goodbye. You say goodbye to someone like eight times before you're actually goodbying, you know?
That's really a Minnesota thing.
Yeah.
You know, you do your goodbye tour around the room at a gathering, whatever it is, party. And then you say goodbye to the host at the door, right? And then as you walk down the steps, the host follows you out and stands on the top step and you turn around and say goodbye and talk for another few minutes.
Yeah.
And then you walk to the car and the host follows you and you roll down the window in the car and you stay in the driveway and you talk for another 5-10 minutes. And then they wave as you drive away. It's like, you just go, rip off. That's why I just always do the Irish goodbye.
Yeah.
Just get the fuck up. Yeah, well, all right. So what were you saying? You were on Kelly and Mark yesterday. How'd that go?
It was fucking great. It was fantastic. It was funny. Steve Guttenberg was on before me, so like Steve Guttenberg got on the show and he was telling a story about his dad was dying. It was a real sad fucking story about how like his dad died in his arms and he didn't want to believe he was dead and he kept shaking him and said, "No, you're not gone." And it was like even like Mark said he was about to faint. Like afterwards, he told me he's like, "I felt like I was gonna faint because like it was a crazy conversation." And then I had to follow that and I was like, "What am I gonna do?" So it was good, but we brought the light laughter. Whatever, you know what I'm talking about.
Steve Guttenberg. Well, he was like the Police Academy guy, wasn't he?
Short Circuit. Yeah, he was on those shows.
Short Circuit,
yeah. So he was
had to wait for his dad to die before he did anything else. Interesting.
I ran into Jimmy Kimmel. That was pretty cool.
Like literally ran into him?
Literally ran into him, yeah. Literally like, ah! I was like, hey. He said, hey. I said, hey, how's it going? And then that was it.
Wow. Fascinating story.
For some reason he had like 20 people with him. I don't like that. Why do you need
Jimmy
that
Kimmel with an entourage? Fuck out of here.
Why do you need that though? Like, why do you need so many people to follow you? I guess it was probably network people. There was a lot of different things, I guess.
No matter how big you get, always be that guy who shows up by himself or with his wife and that's it.
Yeah.
Because people, they will talk about that. You read stories all the time about celebrities. Oh, she was so cool. Christina Aguilera just showed up by herself.
Yeah. But it paints a bigger picture if you're with a bunch of people because like, oh, he's important. You know what I mean?
No.
He's got that many people on his team.
Nah. They think especially nowadays, I think it's changed a little bit. Now it's like, oh, he thinks he's important.
Yeah.
Look at him. He thinks he's a somebody. What do you need all these hangers on for? trying to steal your money.
It was funny. It was going to be a funny episode. It was like Mark didn't like one of the meals, and he kind of said it. And I was like, oh, okay, sure, thanks. Thanks for hurting my feelings. And I was kind of joking. And then Kelly was like, I loved it, Mark. You're crazy. It's macaroni and cheese. And Mark was like, I don't like it. And I was like, because you had a plain noodle, Mark. You took one noodle, had no cheese on it. And I'm like, what, Mark? Did you not have breakfast this morning? Why are you so upset? Did you not have a smoothie? I was just joking around with him. It was funny.
It's refreshing to hear someone say they don't like it, because all the cooking shows, it's always, and I've given you shit on your videos too. It's like, could you just once not go, oh my God, it's so great.
Then Gelman got on. Gelman was like, try to pickle. I was like, I'm going to be honest, I don't like this. I was like, what's going on today? I was like, what is it?
So nobody liked any of your food?
No, they did. Kelly liked it all. It was, so we did, I don't know if I can, I didn't sign a non-disclosure, I don't think I can say. We did mac and cheese, pickles that were wrapped in bacon and ranch seasoning. We did the burrata with the frozen tomatoes. We did lemons that had like honey and tahini on it.
I hope you wouldn't have to sign a fucking NDA over a cooking segment.
Well, they don't want me to tell what happens before the show. I don't know.
Well, I mean, why not? This is going to make me watch it more.
Yeah.
It was hey, good, tell the story about when you sat front row. What'd you say?
Oh, so about 5 years ago, we first moved to New York. They invited us to go watch the show, like, because we were, you know, we were still influencers, but we weren't as big as we are now. They invited us to go on the show, and I was like, oh, cool. So me and Alicia went. We got to meet Ryan and Kelly, and we sat front row. And I looked at Alicia, and I was like, one day, we're not going to be watching it. I'm going to be on the show. And she goes, oh, okay. And then it happened, like, I'm on the show.
Wow. That's pretty good.
She was talking about yesterday.
Yeah, very nice. You manifested that to happen.
Manifested, yeah.
You've talked about being on Netflix, and now what's happening? Can you talk about that?
Yeah, I have a phone call with Netflix today. I mean, I don't know exactly what that's going to turn into, but I have like a phone
call. That's probably a discovery meeting.
Yes.
You want to get to know each other. They want to kind of see, all right, well, you're kind of blowing up and you're on everyone's radar now, so let's see how we can use you. Let's see what we can do with you. Let's see if there's a project.
Executive producer, I got to call it, yeah.
Wow.
So.
Fuck.
Yeah. And then next two or three weeks from now, I got a call with NBC.
NBC fuck, Universal. I better start making a logo for Kane Hates Everything or something. I don't know what the fuck I'm going to do here. I have to start a new podcast.
You know what's crazy is all these people have podcasts. All the people with all the big names do a podcast.
I know. That's what I love. So cool. All right. So you had a good weekend. Wait, Alicia was out of town, wasn't she?
Staten Island Chris. I didn't set up the meeting. Netflix set up the meeting. So I don't know what the fuck. Who does Corey think he's going to be on Netflix? I don't know.
Why you always got to denigrate?
They obviously think something. They're the ones reach out to me wanting to talk to me. Yeah. So I don't know.
I had that same shit. Even when I signed as a fucking, just when I signed an agent and when I got William Morris back in the day, I had all their other radio jocks like mocking me and, oh, what are they going to do for you? You're a radio DJ. Like, We'll see.
Something, and then you won a TV show, and then you did VH1, and then I was like, you know what I mean? So.
Why don't you give me a shot first, you know, before you start dogging me? You went to the doctor yesterday?
So I was talking to you guys about all my flank pain, and like I thought my kidneys were messed up, and I'm taking all these supplements and all this stuff. So I go into the doctor, and I'm telling him, I'm like, I got severe pain in my sides, and it's in my right here where my liver is, and I think something's wrong. And he's like, well, why? And I was like, well, I've been taking a lot of supplements. I don't know if it's that. I don't know if maybe I have kidney stones. He goes, well, you know, to be honest, if it was like, you know, something bad, you'd probably be in the hospital with the pain, with the amount of pain, it would be bad. And I was like, what? And he goes, yeah. He goes, you know, what are you walking around? I was like, yeah, I'm fine. But like, I feel pains where I don't think I should feel pains. Like, it's not a normal thing. He goes, well, let me feel. So he's feeling around. He goes, everything seems to feel all right. And I'm like, okay. And he goes, we could do this. He goes, you can go. He goes, if it was up to me, I'd say just go and we'll see if it gets worse. And I was like, all right. Or he said, or you could do some blood work. And I was like, yeah, let's do that. Let's do that. If I was a doctor, that'd be the first thing I'd say. I was like, let's get blood work. Right?
Sort of backwards that you
like
have
I'm
to tell
the telling you I'm taking these supplements and I tell you that this where my liver is hurts. I'm telling you that my kidneys are hurt. And you're just saying, nah, it's fine. Everything's fine. No. So we did blood work. Everything was fine.
My cousin Rick, right after Friday's show. I know, but you don't know that. You want to
know
that.
No, but not only that. Okay, so yes, my blood work. But blood work isn't a tell-all.
Right.
We did a urine test and a blood work. They both came back okay. But that's not a tell-all. Like I still have an ache right here. That's not normal. I'm not boxing. I'm not doing sit-ups. Why do I feel pain here. You know, that's my intestines. Like that, he could have been like, well, your intestines are there. We can talk to a gastrologist. Like, why don't we do that? Like, I have pain down here, my lower back. Like, I don't, what? Instead of being like, no, you're fine. Like, why didn't you, like, it doesn't, it's like they don't give a shit.
Honestly, now, though,
yes, this isn't my regular doctor because she wasn't there on a Saturday, but I wanted to go on a Saturday because I wanted to get checked out in case it was something, you know?
We've all known you're a hypochondriac, but it really seems to be kicked up a notch lately. Like, you're really hypochondriac
now. So it's not, it's, I've always had like a little digestion issue. Like, you remember back when I did the radio show in the mornings, I would always, I'd fart like 8 times a show. Like, I'd fart all the time.
I remember.
Make jokes about it. That's not a normal, now that I realize and I'm taking, like, you know, I'm paying attention, it's not a thing. Like, it's not a normal thing to just fart that much. Like, that's not a, you know what I mean? It's not good to have that. So there's something, either I have IBS or IBD, there's something going on. And I just need to, I need to get it checked out. And but another thing that scares me.
You're just worried about the environment. You don't want to fart that much.
No, no. The only thing, the other thing that scares me is like the age that people are getting colon cancer and colorectal cancer and stuff now. It's like, it's a very early.
That's thanks to the vax.
And I've been eating fucking shit food until lately for like 4 years doing these videos almost every day. So it's like, that's kind of concerning to me.
You're fine. He's not taking you out yet. He doesn't need you up there. Rick, really, my cousin Rick Doble Sace, who texted me on Friday, I sent it to Corey. It said, you know, he does have a kidney stone. It's in there. He just said, now stones are in your kidneys. They just haven't released.
No,
he really
so
wants you to have
kidneys,
a kidney stone.
My kidneys don't hurt anymore. But that, not only that, they did a urine test, and there's no calcium or anything in my urine that would say that there was kidney stones. He said that would show up in the pee test. Nothing.
Maybe it's
up.
Just gas. You look gassy.
Maybe it's because, you know, you could feel your intestines and gas and stuff. And
I went to the doctor over the weekend, too.
Wait, did you really?
Yeah. I just missed him.
You're such a dick. What a fucking shithead.
I missed what he provided. No, I didn't go. I guessed. What am I going to do? I'm going to go to the doctor.
What an asshole.
I had a bunch of people send me this over the weekend. The graduation ceremony. Where the person announcing the names was butchering them all. Thomas Jefferson University in Philadelphia had to apologize to a bunch of nursing students as their names were mispronounced at their graduation. I mean, like Elizabeth was butchered. Thomas was butchered.
Tomas.
They blamed it on the poor phonetic spellings of the cards that the woman was reading, but halfway through they had to get rid of her and get some other woman in there. Here was some, let me pause that, get it up, share it with you. There we are.
Lee Zubeth Bratowski.
Wait.
Zaire.
Yeah.
Uvun Jean.
Hang on. You have to say the name she's trying to say, okay? Sarah Virginia. Well, that was the last one.
That was the last one, so that was already passed.
Maybe Lee Zubeth.
Okay, Maeve Elizabeth Bratowski.
Yes.
Oh, Bratowski. Okay, hold on.
Sayer Uvun Jean Ju Brennan.
Sarah Virginia Brennan! What the fuck? Sayer?
Yeah. What the fuck? Look at the card. What are you reading the phonetic spelling for when you can... Oh, what did she say? It's Sarah, but she said what?
Virginia Brennan. Sayer?
Sayer?
Come on.
Uvun Jean Ju Brennan.
Look at the look on her face. She's like, me? Okay.
My name's Sarah, bitch, not Sayer.
Tristein? I think she's trying to say Tristan.
Marissa Lynn Brabazan Carr.
Marissa Lynn Brabazan. Marissa!
Lee Zubin Frost.
What the heck?
None of these.
Victoria Elizabeth Bruce. Not what she said.
Mylena.
Oh, Melanie.
Zubeth.
Molly.
Ha.
Molly Elizabeth Camp. She said, Molly Elizabeth Camp. What the shit?
I think I would ask for a redo. I mean, this is the what you don't graduate more than once.
You don't want to see this as your video. I mean, I kind of actually maybe you do. I don't know. Maybe you want to show your kid. That's kind of funny.
Molly,
Carolina, Urina.
It's Carolina Arena. Maybe it is a better story. I mean, like, you know, nobody wants rain on their wedding day, but it's a better story than a perfect day. You seen enough or do you want more?
Someone said she might be having a stroke. Actually, multiple people in the chat said maybe she's having a stroke. You say it wasn't that? She wasn't having a stroke.
It was the phonetics. They blame the phonetics for the way it was written on the card.
Tom, yeah. Move me.
That's Thomas.
Wait. What did she say? Tamume?
Ta-mu-me.
Where's A.A. Ron? Where's A.A. Ron at? Yeah.
We're D-Nice. D-Nice. Sorry, it's Denise. Thomas. Sit down, D-Nice. What channel are they watching this on?
Looks like a feed, like a school feed from the school. Thomas Jefferson, whatever it was. And every single person looks at her like, are you serious?
Lynn Bower.
Bower. God, you stupid idiot. I can't even tell you right now. It's not Bower. Does she know what?
Efuni Batista Santos.
I got a question.
Stephanie. Stephanie.
Stephanie. I got a question. After maybe the second one, when you're looking at this fucking white girl named Tahuni Babahuni, do you think maybe you're fucking up?
I don't know. I don't think she did because, like, they said,
how do
she
you
was
know
the
these
was...
are okay? These are not names.
Why do you have to read them phonetically though? When it's Stephanie, why this do you need the assistance?
This isn't a Samoan tribe, dude. She's not talking to fucking Eskimos and a lot. Yeah. These are names from fucking someone in Tennessee, probably.
Oh.
Yeah, Jay Quellen. Hey, Jay Quellen. It's Jacqueline. Jay Quellen, sit the fuck down. Jake Quellen, that was the best one, dude.
It was in Thomas Jefferson University in Philadelphia.
Oh yeah, okay, well yeah. Wow.
God damn.
Philly's a weird place.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of Philly.
Philly's a weird place.
It's dirty.
Also, Benjamin Franklin, dude. You know that he used to fuck all the whores, dude. Do you know that?
No, was he?
We celebrate Benjamin. Oh yeah, Benjamin Franklin used to have, like, go into brothels and like hire hookers and all kinds of stuff, dude.
Wow.
And that's our guy. We're like, Benjamin Franklin's the best.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Hey, something else over the weekend. Gen Z makes fun of millennials for doing this. And I do it as well. Maybe because I'm Gen X. But there's this thing going around that says big ticket items. Older people refuse to buy big ticket items on their phone.
Mm.
Like vacations or cars or... You know, I'll buy clothes and shoes and things like that on my phone, but I need a laptop I need a desktop. If I'm like booking a vacation to be able to see things, you can't really browse properly on a phone. Like I can't imagine buying, that would give me anxiety. Trying to browse and find a car on your phone. Cause first of all, those car lot pages take forever to load. So that's gotta be a pain in the ass. But like, there are certain things that you have to buy on a computer, right?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe that's a you thing. Maybe them eyes are getting bad. Maybe we got the age, macular degeneration or something, whatever the fuck it's called.
No. This is, it's an older person thing, I guess, according to Gen Z. They're so snotty. Like,
but why can't you buy? I book everything. I booked our whole trip and vacation to Hawaii on my phone.
I don't trust it.
I bought a house on our phone.
Yeah, well, and you know how that turned out.
No, the house was great. Beautiful house. You saw the house. House was great.
House was fine.
If I could have put that house somewhere else,
if you could have zoomed out more, you could have seen the neighborhood.
Yes, if I could have zoomed out. If I zoomed out a lot, I could have saw. Yeah, never mind.
Yeah.
If I could have just had a time machine.
On a computer like the one I'm using now, you probably could have seen the neighborhood.
I doubtful. I don't know, dude. I just think it's easy to... cargurus.com. You can find cars on there. I would have bought a car from it.
It just seems your phone is just, I don't know, it's an important purchase. There's a lot of money involved. Your thumb can hit the wrong fucking buttons and you're buying the wrong thing. I just don't trust it. I feel like I have more control if I have a computer.
I don't know. I mean, I guess it's where you and I are different. Well, we are different in a bunch of things, but that's a difference we have. But I tell you what, I did. It's funny you say making a big purchase on your phone. I bought, I don't know why I'm even going to admit to this. I bought two expensive-ass toothbrushes yesterday, okay?
Because my son... Nobody's shocked by that, so.
My son went to the dentist, and the dentist was like, you guys should be using, like, good... And the reason why I thought that he's telling the truth is because he was not making any money off this, right? Actually, he'd make more money if we were fucking up. He said that you guys should be using, if you can afford it, a nice electric toothbrush, like a really nice one, right? So I bought the one, like it's Sonicare, Philips Sonicare, whatever the fuck it is. That sounds about right,
yeah, yeah.
It's like, it's a $300 toothbrush. $300 fucking. And tell you what, I put that shit in my mouth and I can tell you why. That thing will fucking everything out of your mouth.
Do you have to move your hand? Does it move by itself?
All you gotta do is this.
Glided across the teeth.
Glided across, because that thing is fucking crazy. It's fucking so. I'm telling you, after I was done using it, I was like, "Holy fuck, my mouth! Like, there's no fucking plaque." But it's fucking cool. So I bought it on my phone from Best Buy, and then I used the delivery app to pick it up and bring it to me because I was fucking really busy yesterday. I didn't have a chance to go do it. When the guy showed up and delivered, there was only one toothbrush. I ordered two toothbrushes. So I called the guy and I was like, hey, I only have one toothbrush. And he goes, amigo, only one bag. And I said, yeah, one bag, two toothbrushes. I only got one toothbrush. He goes, only one thing in the bag. I said, no, I ordered two. So then I contacted the delivery company and they said, well, maybe Best Buy messed up. Maybe they only had one and they'll refund you for the other one. I said, no, it says right here in my receipt on the email that there was two that were picked up. And they said, well, maybe that was a misprint. So then I ride my fucking electric bike all the way over to Best Buy. And I'm like, hey, I had a delivery guy come in. Did he pick up two? And they're like, yeah, we gave him two. And because we thought he was sketchy, we even have the video showing that we put two in a bag.
Wow.
So they gave me the video showing that he had two, right? This guy's texting me. He's like, I didn't take anything. I didn't take. Please find out from Best Buy what went wrong. Please find out.
Is he sketchy? I mean, look. I mean, be honest. Met him. Like, you took a look at him. And
I didn't get
like,
to see him.
Oh, you didn't get to see him. Oh, no. Shit.
So this is another thing. I was like, oh, fuck. Maybe he delivered it and someone got in the door and they came and stole one of the toothbrushes out of the bag. But then I was like, why would someone that's stealing things only steal one toothbrush? That's so fucking stupid. That's a dumb thing. So I was like, why didn't they steal two? So I asked my landlord. I said, hey, can you please check out our cameras to see if anyone came in the apartment after the delivery guy came in and I checked the bag? And she sent me all the videos. She goes, no. She goes, after he came in and you went out, no one came in. So I was like, well, fuck. Then this guy had to have.
Had to have.
Unless someone stole the toothbrush when he was looking away out of the bag on the street, which, you know, it could happen. People pickpocket. I mean, that's the thing. Then he must have stole it. But this guy's saying, like, this is damaging to him, and he didn't steal anything, and he would do whatever he could to figure this out. Oh. But at that point in time, what am I supposed to do? Am I supposed to take his word for it? I mean, I'm out $300.
No, that's not how it works. You don't take somebody's word for it. Yeah. You have to investigate.
So what I did is I presented all the evidence of everything to the company for them to figure out. They're filing a police report. Again, if this guy actually didn't steal it and someone stole it from him, I'm going to feel fucking horrible. But that's not my job.
No, that's not your problem. That's not my problem. No. You got ripped off and you reported it and let them do their job and figure out who the culprit is.
Yeah.
Like, it's not good for my reputation. Well, then maybe you shouldn't have fucking stole it, Sticky Fingers. You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Trying to get out of it.
So that's what happened. So yeah, maybe you shouldn't buy things from phones all the time. Maybe you should just go to the store and buy
it. And we come back full circle.
It's funny how they thought that too. They're funny that we thought it was sketchy. You know, here's the camera. This is why we have it set up the way it is. They have perfect video of them giving the guy two.
Yeah,
and then I have video of him coming in my apartment, dropping it off, and then taking a picture of it, and then walking out.
Did you see porch pirates are getting so fucking brazen now with their thievery? Guy comes out of his door. The package is the truck is still out in front of the house. Guy comes out of his house, picks up the package. He's got it in his hands. Guy walks up the fucking sidewalk, snatched it right out of his hands.
Yeah.
He somehow knew there were five cell phones in that box.
That's crazy.
Because he took that package, didn't bother with another package that was being delivered at the same time. And there was a getaway car waiting for him and everything. I don't know how he knew that there were five phones in that box. But he's walking. The guy's like, first of all, what'd you let him take it for? Who are you? Beta? I mean, hello. I mean, fight for it.
Crazy.
But they don't care anymore. I mean, you see him. the thieves at the stores, the Targets and all, yeah. They just like they act like they're shopping.
Well, that's why they everything's behind a lockbox.
They just fill
up the cart
and they push it out front.
That's why everything's behind a lockbox. Everything.
Yeah. Everything. You know what should be behind a lockbox? Fucking paper towels. You know how much paper towels cost these days? You probably don't look at the price.
No.
$9 for two rolls of Bounty paper towels.
Yeah.
Couldn't fucking believe it. Like, well, guess I'm using fucking towels. I'm reusing
towels. I'm using
towel.
T-shirts, dude. I guess I'm using fucking,
Couldn't believe it. Staten Island Chris says, I used electric brush for years until I realized it was causing tooth sensitivity.
Yeah, I mean, I guess if you'd use it too hard, and I don't know, maybe. Again, I don't know.
Carrie Sperry says, Amazon's chucking packages in my neighborhood. I've gotten 3 empty packages the past 2 months.
Dude, they're fucking, did you see the video that Dana White took? That guy got fired. Dana White was in the city and he saw a guy just throwing boxes in the fucking Amazon car.
Yeah.
And it's funny because someone commented like Dana White just lost somebody's job. Dana White just got someone fired. He didn't even know it yet. And he probably knew it. He probably knew this guy was going to get caught.
Of course.
Dana White. But again, don't be doing shitty shit. Like, well, don't do
people,
it.
Yeah. Why do, who cares? Why
and then
do
they get mad.
Bad?
You got me fired. No, you got you fired. No one, there's no accountability these days for nothing. No accountability for nothing. You're a delivery driver. I'm not. What do you say? I'm damaging him. I'm not damaging you.
Mm-mm.
You showed up with one less item. That's damaging to me.
Right. Right.
You and did
if you
it.
Didn't, and if you didn't do it, take it up with the other people. Then you should be. That should give you motivation to figure out who then did it. But I think this is kind of an OJ thing. I didn't do it, and I'm going to find the culprit and then sit on your ass because there's no culprit. You did it.
Yeah. Not only that, there's no actual evidence that this guy did steal it. So it's like, well, maybe he knows that. Maybe the delivery drivers have been talking. You know what I mean? Well, there's no proof. There's no camera showing we took it. It could have happened. Anything could have happened from here to there. You could have left it out, and someone could have took it. You know what I mean?
Well, that's another thing. They do talk. Yeah. There's a lot of thievery rings that are all inside jobs because these delivery drivers know what they're fucking delivering. They tell someone, they tell their buddy, but it's probably what happened with the guy who stole the box of fucking iPhones.
You know what's funny, too, is every time they come to the fucking door, I make sure Dash is right there.
Ah,
and every single time,
nice.
And every single time he's right there, they go like this. And I'm like, good boy. And they'll come to the door too, and I'll be like, leave it by the door. I don't want my dogs to get out. They'll bite. And then they leave it. And they leave right away. Okay, they leave right away. I'm like, I don't want my dogs to bite you. Dash is barking. Rawr, 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 rawr. I'm like, yeah, go louder.
Now, does he? How is he with strangers?
He's too nice.
He's too nice.
Yeah, he's nice.
Because even remember that one time though, that was the last time I saw him. Even though I had spent all that time in the RV with him, I saw him after a few months. And he come running. He barked at me. And I'm like, come on, man. What? You don't remember me?
When he barked at you? No, he probably remembered you. He barked at you when?
It was a while ago.
In New Orleans?
It was last year at some point. No. I forget, but it was. I remember it happened and me thinking, why? He just saw me.
I don't know. Maybe
it was New Orleans. I don't remember.
I don't know. But he doesn't really. The only person he's really ever barked at was Captain George. He's
really?
Never really barked at anyone else. Like, he's never really... Captain George and one other person was, like, trying to get to him and touch him. And he's just, like, he wasn't barking, but he's, like, didn't want to be touched, which is strange because he lets everyone touch him. But, yeah, just Captain George. I think he smelled the alcohol. What's weird about Dash is very fucking smart. Alicia, and I don't... Maybe this is probably all dogs, but Alicia had a Nerf gun the other day. Dash has never seen a gun before. He doesn't know what it is. But right away, when Alicia held it up, he knew something was up. He kept trying to attack the gun. He's like, Alicia shot Lex with a Nerf gun, and he went fucking charging after her. So he knew, like, it's weird that he, like, can tell that is something that's going to do, I don't know. I don't know how he knew. Maybe he saw it on TV.
My cat, Tramp, she knew I would take a rubber band. I never did it, but, like, you know, you shoot a rubber band at someone.
Yeah.
You put the one in on your finger, and you pull
it back.
I did that to Tramp. She was the girl. It was Tramp and Jovi. They were brother and sister. I did it to her once. She squinted and looked away.
Wow.
Like she knew what was going to
fucking
happen.
Hey, maybe fucking reincarnation, dude. Who knows?
Maybe. Yeah. You never know. And then I felt really bad. I'm like, oh my God, I'm not going
to
do it.
Yeah, it's kind of strange that you would do that to your cat, Jeffrey Dahmer. But
past probably drunk.
I used to do this funny thing where I used to take the rubber bands and fucking shoot them at my cat when I was drunk.
I would never shoot it. No, the meanest thing I ever did to the cat was put tape on their paws because yeah. Like they would shake them really fast.
That's funny.
Yeah, thank you. That's funny. And I'm watching all these cat videos of like fucking, you know, they get scared. It's hilarious when a cat gets scared. You know, if it's sitting
especially
on
when it's a fucking cucumber or like aluminum foil. Yeah, yeah.
Well, those I don't really like because they're afraid of cucumbers, I guess, because they're just innately afraid of snakes and they confuse it for a snake, whatever. But like everyone does it when they're eating. Like that's supposed to be a safe spot for the cat, their food area. Like don't scare them. Don't put that thing behind them when they're eating their food because that's when they're really trying to relax and enjoy their meal. So that's kind of mean. But like honking a horn of a car if it's sitting on the hood and then the cat freaks out. But there's always people on those threads though that like, oh, it's so mean. You're scaring your cat. That's not nice. Like, fuck, it's just, come on. We scare each other all the time.
Imagine we all come back as pets, said not those two fucking guys. So yeah, imagine we all come, but you come back as a pet and you go to an owner who treats their pets like you treated your pets.
Well, like then Michael, I would be Michael, pretty damn lucky.
Michael Vick would be fucked, dude. Oh.
Well, I hope that happens for his sake. There are some people who deserve that kind of shit.
Yeah.
So I have to buy new socks now. Wow, Gen Z again, another Gen Z thing.
Did Russ take yours?
No. Did Russ take mine? Why would he take mine?
Well, he needs socks desperately. So
oh, God, that's right. I forgot about that. Stupid me. No, because I have ankle socks, and those are for grandpas now. Apparently, no one, Gen Z says, well, no one at the gym under 30 wears ankle socks. They wear the mid-calf sock.
That's
now.
What I wear. Look.
Which old people wear. Old grandpas wear the long shorts and the high socks.
That's what I wear, dude. Look at me right now, dude. Mid-calf.
Yeah.
Mid-calf socks.
That apparently. And I have a few pairs of those. But I like the no-show socks.
Why?
What's wrong with those?
Yeah, I don't want to show my ankles out. I feel like they look weird. I feel like if I wear shorts and low socks, it makes my legs look even skinnier because I got skinny ankles.
But you wear your shorts so high that it really doesn't make any difference.
Nah, not that high. I don't wear them that high, dude.
No, that's pretty high. Could see the underpants underneath there. At least you were wearing underpants.
It's a built-in net, dude.
Oh, is that what that was?
Built-in Spanx.
You're wearing a swimsuit?
Yeah. No, it's built in, like not a net, but like they have built in underwear.
Oh, yeah. I want to get a pair of those.
Nice.
Are those the bird dogs?
No, they're Viori. There's some of them.
Oh. All right. Well, they made a whole other list. I know we do these, but there's new things on this all the time. And I check these off and I'm just like, oh, I feel so shitty about myself. But you're not supposed to say badass. If something's badass, if you say badass, that means you're old.
That's badass, dude. That's badass, man.
Yeah.
Although, yeah, I guess that does. If I'm hanging on my kid and yeah, I guess that makes sense.
This is a Reddit thread. Somebody said, I started thinking policemen look too young to be in charge of anything.
Some are.
Yeah.
Some policemen are too young. I remember when I was in high school, when I got out of high school, my friend became a cop. He was only 19 years old. And I'm like, dude, you were just smoking weed behind a fucking garbage can like last year. And you're a police, and they got you detailing shit?
Yeah, no, it's crazy. I hate unnecessary noise, said someone else. Well, who doesn't? That's not an old people thing.
That's just a thing. That's just, you're fucking over it.
Somebody said they started sympathizing with the parents of teen movies.
That's funny. Okay, that's kind of... God, that kid really is being such a dick to his parents. He really...
Right? Almost always tired.
Yeah.
Get excited about buying a steam mop.
Yeah.
I was chatting with someone. They compared me to their mother. Oh, that's not a good one. Oh, saying hit the hay.
Gotta hit the hay.
I've
said that jokingly.
Okay. Well, I mean, that doesn't count then.
Yeah, not seriously.
I said hit the rack the other day, and I think it was to Russ. He said, what's hit the rack? That's what they said in the military way of saying go to bed.
Were you in the military?
No.
You said it like that. You said it like that's where you were. Yeah, that's what they used to say in the military, dude, when I was not there.
I got friends in the military. That's where I found out. That's where I heard shake the sand out of your pussy.
Yeah. Okay. That makes sense.
Get the sand out of your pussy. Right. If you can't be a buddy fucker.
Okay.
Which means, you know, fuck your buddy. Not fuck, but, you know. Oh, there's some other ones. Army Rangers had some really good ones. A younger coworker has called the clothes I used to wear in high school vintage.
Damn, that's fucked.
That's fucked. When I realized some of my coworkers weren't even alive when 9/11 happened. Yeah, that's... You know, it was a litmus test for me. Once I became older than everybody in the NFL...
Yeah, like, yeah, that sucks. Or like when you watch college baseball and shit and you're like fucking looking at them and you're like, oh my God, they're fucking 20. Oh God.
I know. Even major leaguer. I mean, you know, you think of a veteran like Kirk Cousins and everyone's like, oh, well, you know, he's on the tail end of his career. He's so old. He's your age.
Yeah, I know. Same boxing. I was watching boxing the other day. It was Lemachenko and they were like, wow, he's really, you know, he's doing this for 36 years old. He's really just going to be another champion. I'm like, fuck, for 36? Oh, shit, man. That's me next this year.
I know. And then you know what else is weird? How mature everyone is. Like, Kirk Cousins is such a... Like, the way he dresses and carries himself and, like, he's got a family. And
His wife dresses him.
I can't even put... Yeah, that's true. He does. She does. I can't even put my brain around how mature some of these fucking people are. Like, you're acting like... Maybe I'm just really immature and that's the way you're supposed to act. That's probably what it is.
That's because we weren't raised correctly, Kane. No one taught us. No one taught us how to be.
I always said I was like, maturity speaking, maturity-wise, I'm like 10 to 15 years behind where I should be.
Yeah, that's probably, yeah. I tell my kid, like, and my kid's fucked too because I tell my kid to dress how he wants. I'm like, just whatever, just go put on some clothes. He'll come out with some crazy shit. I'm like, does that make you happy? I don't care. Go to school.
Yeah, like you and Kirk Cousins, same age. Yeah. Completely different personalities.
Oh, yeah. I'm wearing hoodies and fucking sweatpants every day. This guy's dressed in fucking button-ups.
If you tell me you were 24, I'd believe you. In my head, I'd go, well, you better stop drinking, but I'd believe you. I'm like, you're partying a little
what
hard.
What a fucking dickhead. Dude. Well, I look that banged up. Shit.
If you were 24.
Oh, you know why I'm glowing today? I'm still wearing the makeup that I had on yesterday. I haven't taken it off yet.
I didn't want to say anything. You're glowing today.
I was gonna say, I'm like, I don't see like my bag, like my black spots under my eyes right now. I'm like, oh, there's makeup on there still.
You know, why you can't sleep with makeup on?
Says who?
Well, you'll see.
It happens every time. Nothing's ever happened. I don't get zits. The only time I'll get zits is if I watch. The only time I will get a zit is if I wash my face. If I wash my face, I will break out.
Whenever I would leave the studio at ESPN or whatever, sometimes I would leave the makeup on because I thought it looked really good.
Yeah, it looks great.
Walking around the city.
Hell yeah.
Not realizing, though, that that's TV makeup and it's that's different.
Yeah. And when you're out, when you're outside, it just looks like, holy shit.
When the sun hits it, holy fuck. Did somebody push your face into a
glowing,
cake?
Glowing, dude.
What happened to you? All right, let's do a little news.
And now, from a location unknown for his safety, it's Kay with the Not Quite News.
Not Quite!
Now, this one I predicted. A couple days ago, McDonald's, I saw this story that McDonald's is working on a new $5 value meal because that $18 Big Mac didn't really work out so well for them.
Yeah, that's smart.
And I was like, you know what it's going to be? It's going to be a cheeseburger, two nuggets, and the smell of the fries in the bag.
You were right.
Close. It's going to be a McDouble, which is basically a cheeseburger.
I like McDouble. McDoubles are good.
No, I do love a McDouble. Yeah, I always get two of them.
I feel like it's the perfect amount.
It is. A four-piece nugget. Okay.
That's not bad.
Fries and a drink.
You know what? That actually might be good for some people because there's some people that go in there and they get two hamburgers and a fucking 10-piece McNugget. So this might help people in the long run. Fucking.
What is your go-to McDouble? I always get, here's my order at McDonald's. Two McDoubles, a 10-piece, and a large fry.
I get a McDouble, a 10-piece, and a medium fry.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. But this is good. They're cutting back because, like, you know, less bullshit you got to put in your system.
For $5, I would get that one.
It's not, $5 isn't. That's not bad. That's actually not bad at all.
You always want more than four nuggets, though. You know, do you ever stop at, like, you'll eat eight of them and feel bad and throw the last two away or stop at nine. Yeah. Just, it feels different if you don't finish.
So here's the thing I've been reading about. It's like, you're not supposed to eat past 80% full. Like, once you get to like 80% full, you're not supposed to keep eating because that could be like detrimental to your health. Like, that's so okay. You're supposed to find like every blue zone they ever did. Remember the blue zones we were talking about that one time?
Yeah.
That everyone left.
No.
They all said they didn't eat till they were full. Like, they didn't get, like, when you're like, oh, fuck, I ate too much. They said that's so bad for you. They said eat to 80%, but that's so hard to eat to 80%.
It's
especially
so
when you got food in front
do.
Of you. You're like, oh, I'm not going to go to waste. I'm fucking.
And I always do this. I do it mostly with like chicken Alfredo. Right? The sauce, if it's a good sauce. If it's good, you eat past full.
Yeah. Because
you can't
that's
stop eating because it
not
tastes
like that.
So good.
You're sitting there, you're waiting for other people to finish eating, and it's just in your face. You're like, this is fucking good
yeah.
food. That's what I was having yesterday at lunch. I was like, all right, I'm full. I can feel myself. I'm going to stop. But then Alicia was still eating, and I'm talking to her, and I found myself just doing this.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what am I still doing? I don't want to eat anymore. I'm done. Why do I keep doing it?
I don't know how many times I've like shoved part of the meal aside. I'll take that home. I'll box
yeah, yeah.
that up.
And then you start. Yeah. By the time you leave, it's gone. Yeah. Yeah.
It's
yeah,
gone.
Yeah. Yeah.
I should stop. And the running joke whenever it's Russ and I going out to eat, I always do what you just did. Oh.
Yeah.
That's how
the thing.
I feel
yeah.
every single
time. So that's
time.
Bad. It's not good. Apparently 80% is supposed to be that. That's it. You're supposed
well,
to
how
stop.
Do you figure that out though? 80%. Well, I'm at 80%. I better stop.
Because that's when you're eating, you're like, okay, I'm good. That's it. But then, like you said, we go from I'm good to you keep eating. You keep eating. That's when it gets, yeah.
Because it tastes so fucking good.
It's so good, yeah.
Do you feel refreshed? People need to spend 67 minutes outside every day.
I think that's true. I think that's I think more, to be honest. I think you should take 2 hours outside, but yeah.
Yeah, I would agree with that. You spend more time than outside, right?
Yeah, than 67 minutes, absolutely. I spend 67 minutes just walking the dog half the day.
Yeah. See, that's probably why I should get a dog for that purpose, because Sunday, Monday combined, I probably spent 10 minutes
think you
outside.
I think you'd do well with a dog. Fuck cats. Cats cool. I understand that. But I think you would do good with a dog. I think you should get a dog. Alicia's 80-something-year-old grandma just got a dog. She's loving it.
Really?
Yeah, because her husband passed away. You know, we got to, once we lose something, we got to fill that void. And so she got a little dog. Yeah.
Dog and Doug. Remember?
Dog and Doug, dude. I'm telling you, dog and Doug on the road with an RV.
Welch's is the latest company to sell canned cocktails.
Yeah, that's what I want to try.
These are there's juice boxes for adults. Grape juice? Buy some grape juice. Got vodka in it. Oh,
yeah. Their fucking regular grape juice wasn't even real juice from fucking concentrate bullshit.
No, that's true.
Concentrate on what? The fact that it's not fucking, it's not fresh?
5.9% alcohol. Stronger than a White Claw and most light beers.
Yeah, 120% of your daily value is sugar.
Their angle is, though, they say it's made with real juice, but I don't know. The grape flavor is called vodka transfusion.
Oh, my God. Why they gotta make it trans?
This is how bad the economy is. A woman spent a year living inside a grocery store sign.
Excuse me?
Yeah, there's a sign. I have to show you the sign because I was like, how does that work? I have to show you the sign. It's a family store in Midland, Texas.
That makes sense.
And she was living in this fucking thing. And look how big it is. It was on the roof of the grocery store. It had a peak. Had a door in the back. She had it all. She had plants in there and stuff.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude. That's fucking a nice little setup. That's a loft apartment.
Yeah. She had floor. She put flooring in there. She was living in there for a year.
Wait, she put flooring in there?
Yeah.
How'd they find her?
No, they don't know. Somebody just discovered her one day, and she came right to the door when they knocked and said, yep, I know. I'm leaving. They're like, how'd you get up here every day? Because it's on the roof. She didn't say. She didn't want to tell how she was getting. But the store's not even mad. They're like helping her find another place to live. She's not
That's
in
nice.
Any trouble
That's good.
At all.
Yeah. Well, I mean, she did, if she would have ransacked the place and like fucked it up, makes sense. But what she actually did probably help. They're probably going to rent that place out.
I was just going to say that. I bet they do. They're like, huh.
That's a nice little clubhouse, dude. That's cool.
That's kind of a cool spot to live. Cool spot. Grandpa accused of paying a homeless woman $20 to watch his grandkid while he got drunk at a bar. Grandkid was 7 years old. Mm. I mean, what's wrong with that? It's just a babysitter. Just because it's a homeless woman. Still, I don't know. How do you know she's not responsible enough to watch a 7 year old?
Because she's not responsible to have a home.
Just thought that was a little mean.
That's wild that that happened in real life. I was watching that new movie, the Johnny Knoxville movie, where he fell asleep on a bench and he was drunk and he left his daughter at home. He was just going to sneak out to get a drink while she was sleeping, and he ended up getting like wasted and like never came home.
Oh, God. So like, what is that? Oh, I want to see that.
It's the new one where he joins this rehab clinic, and then they start a softball team to raise money for the house they're living in.
Did you ever see his show?
Theo Vaughn's in it. Bobby Lee's in it.
Oh, shit. I bet it's funny. He had a show on, God, I forget what channel it is. That doesn't matter. I'm not going to think of it. So let's just move on to really bad jokes.
And now time
for... You ever seen a grown man naked?
Kane and Corey's
really bad jokes.
Yeah, baby, yeah!
All right, Corey, finger on the rim shot button.
Oh, shit.
Find that. That's your job, no Jay. Starbucks is experiencing record low sales.
Hold on. Starbucks is experiencing record low sales. Record low sales.
I'll give you a lead in. The good news is if your local Starbucks closes, you can just go to the one right next to it.
Ah! All right. That makes sense. Okay.
A study found that men who are 5'2" and shorter live longer.
They also never get laid.
They live longer, but why would they want to?
Yeah. They might live longer, but everything else is shorter, dude. Let's be honest.
Most common thing said by those under 5'2", right away, Santa.
Also, put me out of my misery.
Sean Penn was seen hanging out with Hunter Biden in Malibu.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. This entertainment update brought to you by drugs.
I heard Sean Penn said it was cracked up to be, you know?
Oh, there you go. Lena Dunham and Stevie Wonder have birthdays. Well, they had birthdays yesterday.
It's funny because the doctor said that Stevie wouldn't see past 10.
It's fitting they have birthdays on the same day because lots of people wish they were like Stevie Wonder when Lena Dunham appears naked. My eyes. Hailey Bieber's pregnant.
Oh, okay. Shit, I don't know.
Explains those Justin Bieber crying videos.
Ah.
He's been posting a lot of those.
Yeah, but was he crying because it's not his?
Yeah. Maybe. The CEO of Whole Foods says he wants to make the chain more affordable.
We'll fucking sell half the food then.
That's why starting this week for just $5.99, all Whole Foods stores will give you directions to the nearest Costco. Martha Stewart will join two more. She'll join other supermodels from the 80s in the new Sport Illustrated swimsuit issue.
All the supermodels are mad because Martha's titties will be hanging through the whole thing.
I said it's quite a droop. I mean group.
It's quite a droop. That's so funny. Yeah,
we got it right.
Do I have to be underneath her? It's on my head.
Finally, an R-rated... Gross.
Yuck.
An R-rated Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle movie's in the works.
Oh, no. I don't know.
Yeah, it sounds cool, but I was really hoping for the SpongeBob No Pants movie.
What?
I don't know. R-rated cartoon.
Ninja Turtle.
SpongeBob No Pants. Actually, that's been a punchline in my head for quite some time.
Yeah. So are you going to say... So you're saying that Master Splinter is going to show a splinter this time?
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Early show tomorrow?
Yes.
All right. See you then.
Kane and Corey.